Nico Horning here with Chiefs right-handed pitcher Bobby Olsen after picking up your second save of the season last night. A perfect ninth inning here against Beloit. It was game four last night, getting ready for game five here this afternoon. How'd it go last night with that 1-2-3 ninth inning?
It went great. Kind of how you'd want it to. No runners got on, so kind of got behind there for the last two hitters, but that's baseball. So just trusting. I mean, our defense is, they're great. So there's not really a lot of worries. So try to fill up the strike zone with the pitches that I have, and if they hit it, cool, get them out. So
makes a difference when everyone's on. And we talked a moment ago about the turf here at ABC Supply Stadium all over. Does that kind of change the mentality a little bit on the mound for some of the guys, knowing they can even trust their defense that much more with maybe some less crazy bounces that might occur on a normal field?
Yeah, I mean, that's not something I was thinking about, really. The mound's dirt, so right. That's kind of like, that's my area. But, no, I mean, these guys take a million ground balls on turf or dirt, and they've been doing it forever. So same way I've been pitching forever, I've been fielding baseballs forever. So it's no worries. I guess no worries for me on either surface. So, I trust them. They're good.
It's been quite the May for you so far, just one earned run in seven innings so far compared to your start in April. What is really clicked for you here in the last few appearances? Is it just settling in, or is it something that you've worked on maybe with Michael Lowe, the pitching coach for the Chiefs?
I think a lot of it's settling in. Coming from a starting role, I guess I was piggyback last year in Palm Beach, but it's still kind of a set schedule, set routine week to week. So you know when you're pitching, you know when your bullpens are. So it's coming into like a true relieving routine with no set bullpen, not knowing when you're going to pitch. So I think there was definitely an adjustment period. So, but yeah, I feel like I'm finally starting to settle in a little bit, have a good routine. I would say that's all. Working with Mike too, I think just managing workload, I think during the weeks too. I think in the beginning I was kind of overdoing a little bit, but just kind of relaxing into the new routine, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying it so far.
What kind of adjustments does that require going from a starting role where you know you're going to at least try to pitch a few innings and get your team started versus going into a more specific inning or a more specific couple of innings that you can really rely on your team to perform and really change that role?
Yeah, I mean, it was, not going to lie, it was kind of a tough adjustment. Sure. At first, which I think, obviously I didn't pitch super great in April, but it was a tough adjustment. I think it's just going from starting, you know what you're doing every single day. You know when you're pitching, you know when your bullpen is, you know when your lifts are. Like, you have the same thing every week, week by week. And going from relieving, you don't know when you're going to throw. You have – everything's up in there. So it's just being able to adjust on the fly and just get the work in that you need to get done during the week. And then just if your name gets called, just be ready to go. I think it's, you know, just – for me, just being able to just kind of relax in the bullpen until you hear the name instead of being kind of on edge and trying to be ready to go the whole game, just kind of sitting back, relaxing. It's like, all right, Olsen, get hot.
There you go.
Ready to go. Yeah.
Ready to roll. It's been quite the journey for you so far. Here you are with Peoria, the high A level, last year with Palm Beach, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, and then a few different colleges. You were Brown, Nebraska, Villanova. What has this whole journey been like for you the last few years and now maybe settling in a little bit here in professional ball?
Yeah, journey's been crazy, honestly. So being at Brown, we had the two COVID years. So my freshman and sophomore year both got canceled. So that was crazy. And I guess the second year was even crazier because only the Ivy League didn't play. So it was just us that were sitting out, which is kind of tough. But you adjust. It's like with anything. So, 4 years at Brown, transferred to Nebraska. Transferred again to Villanova the next year. Had a blast at Villanova. It was a great, great environment, great team. And, I played in the draft league, which was also awesome, too. I mean, the draft league was sweet because it was the same exact schedule, same routines. I mean, it's almost identical to what we're doing now, which was super helpful. And coming from there, signed, got into pro ball, or got to the complex, started getting to work. And
sure.
I don't know how many innings I threw in Palm Beach, but, the transition was pretty seamless, I think, because of the draft league. And it was really easy just to settle in quick, and the piggyback role wasn't super different because it's pretty similar to starting. So I think that helped as well. But being in Peoria, love Peoria, it's great. So living the dream.
Saw a video several months ago. You probably know where I'm going with this, but Chick-fil-A. So you worked at Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
And then your manager there basically just stopped the entire store and said, "Hey, we got a guy who's signing with the Cardinals. What was that experience? What was that moment like for you, knowing you recently signed, and then to have that place sort of do it up for you in that moment?
Yeah, so I worked for Chick-fil-A when I was in Nebraska, and the manager there, Charlie Colon, is one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life. Just a super genuine guy. Still talk to him, you know, every couple of days. So he's a great person. His family's amazing. But worked for them in the fall in Nebraska, just made a little extra money on the side. And so I was driving. I gotta figure out what I was doing. I think I was driving from the draft league back home, and I stopped in to see Charlie in Lincoln. So this was after the draft. Didn't hear my name during the draft. So I was talking with Charlie. I was like, yeah, like I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, we'll figure it out. This and that, and we're driving from a baseball field to Charlie's house, and I get a call from my agent. It's like, hey, Cardinals want to sign you, whatever, this and that. So got a call from the scout. Obviously nothing was in paper and in writing then, but I pulled up to Charlie's house. I'm like, hey, Charlie,
I got some news for you.
I'd like to be a Cardinals fan, you know. So we had a great time, celebrated, and just kind of hung out, spent some good time, and yeah, it was awesome. So the next day, the next morning, went to the restaurant, and I think they had it was bingo morning or something. So they had a bunch of people there and everything. I'm just eating my breakfast. I'm like about to get back on the road to finish going home, and Charlie like drags a speaker out with a microphone, and I'm like, oh no, I know where this is going. and the video tells the rest of it. But he was just super happy and proud. And I'm grateful for them. So.
That's an awesome story. Thanks for breaking it down for us. And good luck the rest of the season, and good luck the rest of the week here in Beloit. Bobby Olson, Chiefs right-handed pitcher. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.